Yo, what it do, what it be, what it is. You're now tuned in to the Big and Bright Show.
It's your boy Big.
And it's your boy Bright.
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 17 in the his house.
17.
In your Ms. Alf. No, I'm just joking. All right, folks.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was cool, man. How was yours?
Good, man. Had a really good weekend. Pretty full.
I battled a cold this weekend, man. Summer colds be the worst, bro.
Yeah, you called me. I was like, bro, you straight? You sound a little sick, man. Those are the worst. Those
are the worst. Sneezing and hacking and coughing and, man, it's just, oh, man.
Get better for me.
It's a little funky, man, but, you know. Yeah. But diving right into it, ladies and gentlemen, we had the week two NFL season almost in the wraps, almost in the books.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to start off first and foremost with a dramatic, emphatic come-from-behind victory for my Chicago Bears. Man, a game that, in all honesty, I thought we lost because of nasty-ass Mitchell Trubisky, man. I am, oh, my God, oh, man.
Top 10 Mitchell Trubisky. There he
does.
Yeah,
top 10, huh? Top 10. Top 10 ass players of all time. He's a freaking backup, man.
Agreed.
He's a backup in a starting role, and I'm telling you, it's just – you know what? At this point, I'm praying for the Titans' downfall so we can go ahead and access Marcus Mariota. And once the Titans let him go, add Marcus Mariota to the roster and let him go ahead and battle it out with Mitchell Trubisky, man, because we're not going to have a number
battle
one, number two, number three pick. Yeah, we're not going to have a top five pick in the draft. We're going to the playoffs. We'll probably be 10-6, 11-5, 12-4-ish. It all depends. But we're going to have to win in spite of our QB play.
Okay.
We don't know what type of Mitch we're going to get from week to week.
No doubt.
So it is what it is, man. I just watched him throw I just watched him overthrow multiple receivers. And this is the killing part, right? For all my Bears fans that are out there in Chicago, I know you tune in. I know you listen. I got Bears fans in Texas. I got Bears fans down in Florida. Bears fans in Michigan, all over, right? Now, for my Bears fans, I understand that, you know, you're saying, oh, let's stick with Mitch. Oh, let's ride it out. He's our quarterback. He's this. He's that. He's still only in his third year. You know what I say to that? F that. Okay? And I F that straight up. The reason why I want to say that is because he's had over 30 starts, folks. 30. And it looked like this bastard has regressed in every snap he takes. Jesus Christ. If that first read isn't there, he looks panicked. He looks frazzled. He starts doing the dumbest crap in the world where he starts moving around, starts drifting off into places where the tackles have pushed defensive linemen out of the play, and Mitch will drift into the defensive lineman for a sack. Like he was doing in the Green Bay game, he would throw these unerrant ass passes. He had Taylor Gabriel wide the hell open, and he would have walked into the end zone. And did you know he overthrew him by like 15 feet in the air?
Folks, this is what I tried to tell him on episode 14, that Mitchell Trubisky is not even the best quarterback in the division. Yeah,
we didn't ask for your input because we're going to get on your Lions and how
we're undefeated. Yeah.
How you backed into a win.
How we're undefeated.
How you backed
after
into
week two.
A win.
Yeah, okay. Let's get into that.
Undefeated, huh? After you tied with the worst team in the NFL.
Undefeated. Okay. We'll get into it. If you want to go now, we can go now.
You backed into your win because let's not talk about the Chargers effing up. And they really should have won that game if it wasn't for two blown calls by the refs. And the refs, we're going to get on you too, okay? But back to the Bears, man. I can't explain this. I can't explain it because we have a Super Bowl ready team.
And three letters. B-U-M.
That's okay because your ass will be grass come Thanksgiving morning, so we're not worried about you.
Yeah, okay.
We're not worried about you at all. We're not worried about your fluke of a win that you had against the Chargers.
Not worrying about teams is
so
what
again,
gets you where you
like
are.
Like I said, we'll watch you lose next week against the Eagles. And okay. We'll laugh, and you'll be at the bottom of the division
very
where
Eagles
you belong.
That you said that we're going to be trash this year.
So, okay. Again, yeah, they'll be trash, but do you understand who you are?
I got receipts,
wait,
man.
Wait. Do you understand who you are?
I know exactly who
you are. Do you understand who the hell you are right now?
Well, apparently you don't know who your quarterback is.
Do you understand
because
who you are?
A top 10 player.
Do you understand who you are right now? You are the Detroit effing Lions. Lions. Are you really talking right now?
The undefeated Detroit Lions after week two. Continue.
This is what losers do, folks. Continue. They sit here and they garner on a 1-0-1. Well, don't
talk.
Tell
you what losers
we
do.
Didn't ask you to talk right
losers,
now.
You getting ready to blame you the garner referees. That's on what losers
a,
do.
One, you win one game, one, that you really should have lost.
You keep
and if the referees wait, and if the referees had a pair of damn eyes in their head.
You bring us up every episode.
If the referees had a pair of damn eyes in their head, you know, they call back four touchdowns by the Los Angeles Chargers. Four. Okay? Four. Two of them were awful calls that should have never been called.
Man, get back to your Bears, man.
Exactly.
Get back to your
Let's
Bears.
Talk about how y'all suck. All right, anyway, like I said before, I was rudely interrupted by this tub of lard over here.
The nasty old tub of lard.
Like I was saying about my Bears. Yeah, we are sitting up here.
He throwing shots.
We have a Super Bowl ready team. And this quarterback is literally holding us back. So we have to win in spite of him. And this Monday night game that we got coming up.
I tried to tell you that.
I didn't ask you to talk right now. This is my segment, all right?
Okay.
Again, we have this Monday nighter up against the Redskins. Again, now we're 1-1. Easily should be 2-0. But, hey, it is what it is. That's a game.
We should be 2-0 as well.
Again, continue. Like I said. Easily should be 2-0, but it is what it is. And this is the same place that we started last year. And actually, what's crazy about it is the score yesterday, the 16-14, was absolutely identical. Absolutely identical to the score that we had last year in week two against the Arizona Cardinals. And then the Bears took off and ripped off like 6-7 straight games. So, again, this is deja vu happening all over again. I understand this. I expect for the offense to get better as they evolve. Again, don't speak when you're 6-10.
I didn't speak aloud.
Don't speak when you're
6-10. Continue, sir.
Go but like ahead. I said, I expect for the offense to get better as the season evolves.
Okay.
But it is what it is. So, like I said, on Mitch, I'm not sold on him. I really want us to get another quarterback so we can win a Super Bowl. But it is what it is, and this is what we have, and you have to play the cards that you're dealt. I'm not going to sit here and cry about it. I'm not going to sit here and bitch and complain, and, you know, this is what we got. Okay, now we have to win in spite of what we have at quarterback, and we can't allow him. We can't allow, with this type of defense that we have, we're going to always be in the game, okay, and we understand that.
You know what? This almost reminds me of Michigan State.
No, it don't. And don't ever associate that trash in East Lansing with my Bears.
Listen to me. Michigan State has a top five defense in the country.
Man, shut up. Y'all sorry. Anyway, we ain't even finna talk about that. Top five defense in the country. Are you snuffing? What the? What are you smoking?
We ain't giving up no points.
What the hell is you smoking?
We ain't giving up no points.
What are you smoking?
An Acapulco goal, man.
We're not giving up points.
You just played a nasty-ass Arizona State team, and you talking about a top five defense in the country. Get the hell out of here. Ohio State will easily roll up 70 points on you sorry-ass bastards. Get the hell out of here, man. Quit talking in the mic, interrupting my damn segment. But like I said, back to my Bears, man. And don't talk no more. Just be quiet until we get to your nasty-ass Lions, all right? Until then, like I said, folks, we have a Super Bowl-ready team, okay?
In rare form today.
A Super Bowl-ready team. You damn right I'm in rare form.
No, but I agree with you, though.
But you just tried to compare a Super Bowl-ready team
I'll give you that.
To a bum-ass Division I college squad. Are you
that.
Serious?
My whole point is you guys are squandering a great chance to do what should be done. That's my whole point.
I understand that, but don't ever compare
That's all
us
I was
to Michigan
saying,
State,
man.
Bro.
I literally wasn't comparing. I was just in my mind.
You just said, you're just like Michigan State.
As a Michigan State fan, I feel your pain is all I'm saying.
There's no pain to feel because no one predicted you to win absolutely jack squat.
But I'm saying.
Coming out of East Lansing.
We have a defensive formula that can take us to the college football playoff.
What?
Yes. We've been there before.
Man, shut up.
Go ahead, man. Continue.
Anyway.
Continue. Defense. I'm talking about defense here.
Bro,
I ain't talking about nothing else.
Get out of here. How did you lose? Because your defense squandered points.
We suck. I'll give you that. I'm not. Go ahead.
Trying to wrap my head around it, folks. Anyway. Back to,
our offense is garbage. Lewerke is
Okay, Trubisky. Man, we're not talking about state, bro. They can go to hell for all I care. Because they luckily, I'm serious, they may not win another game. I'm dead serious. You're going to get D'Antonio fired.
He needs to be fired.
You're going to get him fired because you suck.
He needs okay? to be fired.
So there's nothing to talk about out there in East Lansing, all right? On the banks of Red Cedar. Bad. That's sewage out there.
That's bad.
All right?
It's bad.
So whatever. Like I said, Bears are ready to win now. And you can't squander this opportunity. You have everybody under contract. In a minute, these cats are going to start looking for bigger paydays.
Agreed.
Contracts will come up. You have to win immediately. Immediately. That's and true. Still develop talent. You can't waste these seasons on bitch, Trubisky. Yes, I said it right. Not with an M, with a B. Bitch, Trubisky.
Hold on. Bitch.
You can't waste a season with him.
Just real quick, man. I'm eating this up because this dude declared this Joker was a top 10 player.
I did,
bro.
Because you know why?
I am eating this up.
I am really pissed off because I was so high up on him in the offseason. We were so amped up on, This is the year he comes into his own. He's going to second year in the offense. He's going to know this. This bastard's regressing.
I get it, man.
What the hell, man? As a Bears fan, we've been through this so freaking much in our lives. Yep. We've always had the defense, mm-hmm. but we've never had the freaking quarterback to take us there.
That's true, man.
In 2005, 2006, we had Urlacher. We had Briggs. We had Brown. We had... So
Peanut Tillman.
Man, we had Harris. We had Peanut. Yep. We had so many freaking defensive just animals. We went to the Super Bowl and we had Rex Grossman as quarterback.
Who was his never mind, I was gonna say who was his backup, but
Kyle Orton.
Yeah.
Was his backup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll take Rex or Kyle Orton over Mitch Trubisky right now. Easily. Okay? Easily.
Yeah.
So that says a lot. All right. Again, in 2010, you know, well, take it back. The 2007-ish? 2007, 2008?
Mm-hmm.
We traded for Jay Cutler. Mm-hmm. We thought all of our quarterback woes were, that was it. All right. We got a quarterback now to go with this defense. We got Cutler.
Marshall and all those guys, Forte.
And what happened?
Mm-hmm.
We get to the NFC Championship and we lose.
Yeah.
In 2010. Why? Because we don't have a damn quarterback. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we have so much. Last year, we have so much promise. We got this. We got that. We got this. Okay. Quarterback play was lackluster. However, he did his job. And then our bum-ass kicker went out and shanked and double-doinked. And okay, well, hey. Now, this year, high expectations.
Yeah.
Super Bowl aspirations.
That's the crazy part.
And he goes out and he wets the damn bed against the Packers and then follows it up with a stank-ass performance in week two against the Donkeys.
Y'all literally could have blown the Packers.
Should have blown. Should have beat the Packers by 40 points easy.
Y'all could have beat them like 30.
Can you imagine how freaking good we would be if we would have took Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson?
Bro, you... Not,
even can you imagine how scary we would be if we had Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson?
If y'all took Patrick Mahomes, y'all would be the Chiefs of the NFC.
No, we wouldn't be the Chiefs of the NFC because the Chiefs ain't got no damn defense. We would be,
you know what I'm saying?
We would be the Golden State Warriors of the NFL.
Offensive.
Period.
Yeah.
Unfreaking beatable.
Definitely scary.
With the weapons that we have on offense.
I agree.
But, you know what? Are they drug testing in Hallis Hall there? I really want to know. Because Ryan Pace, I will pull into my office. You better be glad, you son of a bitch, I'm not the owner. Because if I was the owner, I will pull your ass into my office, and I will literally ask you, okay, you had Patrick Mahomes, you had Deshaun Watson, and you had Mitchell Trubisky. You had them all in Hallis Hall for a workout.
Mm-hmm.
What in the hell did you see in Mitchell Trubisky? When a guy that only played one season at North Carolina, what the hell did you see in him to make him the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears over Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson?
And the crazy part about it was Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson were proven. They were more than proven.
What the hell did you see
the
in
Bears
him?
Bears traded up for a quarterback.
We,
it just wasn't
and
the
I
right
thought
one.
We were getting Deshaun Watson with that pick.
Because y'all knew he y'all traded to San Fran for somebody.
I thought we were getting Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes with that pick. I, for one, and we are on record. I, for one, was pissed off when I heard him say, with the second pick.
The whole Bears organization
with
fans
the second
were.
Pick. Of the 2017 NFL draft,
the Chicago Bears
select Mitchell Trubisky
from North Carolina.
I was like, what the? Huh?
Yeah, bro. That's you do not make a trade like that and then draft a guy who's unproven. You can't do that. You can't.
The whole city
can't do it.
Booed him. Booed him at the Bulls game when they announced him as the Bears' first round draft pick, Mitchell Trubisky. Boo.
What will it take for the Bears to recover from this? I mean, knowing that Patrick Mahomes will never be a Bears quarterback.
And is a Hall of Famer. He will be a Hall of Famer, folks.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Period.
Yeah.
He will be a Hall of Famer. You passed up on a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we need to move on. I think your stress level is getting up there.
I can't believe it. I can't believe this.
Yeah, man.
Hey, 1-1, moving on to Monday night against the Redskins. I'm a little still nervous. I'm still nervous about this game because they talk about the Redskins are, 2-and-forever on Monday night football. They really don't win on Monday night football. But guess what? Guess who's coming to town, folks? The Chicago Bears. And for some reason, we like to be on the wrong side of frickin' history. Okay? It could be a quarterback making his very first start in the NFL against the Chicago Bears.
Sound like my Lions.
And they will win. And they will beat the Bears. We are known. A very first time that an NFL head coach is making his debut against the Chicago Bears. And they win. Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, man.
The Green Bay Packers college.
Yeah. And they only put
and
up
he
10.
Wins.
Green Bay only
and
put
he
up 10
wins po- against only, the Bears.
Green Bay only put up 10 points, man. That's messed
Are
up.
Are you freaking kidding me? Again, like I said, if anybody can go out and lay a fresh, steaming hot turd
shit
in a game that they're supposed to win. Man. It will be the Bears.
And y'all did that back-to-back against the Packers. Last year, I think it was 23-24. Y'all was up 20-0 at halftime.
What the hell are you talking about we did it back-to-back? You smoking crack? We beat them last year.
No, y'all lost to the Packers on the first game of the season, 24-20.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're talking about we did it back-to-back. We beat them the second game.
I'm saying back-to-back years
okay, yeah,
that y'all opened the season with a loss to the Packers.
Yeah,
that y'all should have won.
Yeah, we should have won. But, hey, it is what it is, man. But, hey. My disdain for, and everybody want to say, oh, it's Matt Nagy. No, the hell it's not. He's calling the same goddamn plays that they're calling in Kansas City, folks. He's calling the same crap, okay? The difference is, it's the freaking quarterback. I want to cuss so bad. I really do. Just so you can understand my frustration. I swear to God, I want to just see Mitchell Trubisky and just kick him square in the freaking nuts. Man. Like, dude, this can't continue to go on. Where is your nutsack at, man? To where you want to go out here and ball the hell out. Stop relying on this damn defense, okay? Granted, it's a great defense. We understand that. But, dude, you have to bring your nuts.
He garbage, bro.
Look, you got to bring your nuts every Sunday, okay?
He trash. Bro.
You need to play like your life is on the line, bitch. Play like your life is on the line, man. Because you are pissing me the hell off. I can't take it. Okay? I'm not going to break another $2,000-$3,000 TV in my house because you freaking suck. All right?
Are you one of them guys that be on them videos that go viral, tearing your TV up, man?
Man.
Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about the Lions real quick, man.
Lions nope. right now.
Okay, no Lions.
We're going to get to Well, I'm still on bitch Trubisky, man.
We got
to
move on,
Look here. You rodent-faced bastard. You better bring it come Monday night against them damn Redskins, man. And I'm not playing. Look. okay, Ryan Pace, you son of a bitch, you put us in this position, okay? You, and only you. You better fix this crap, and I'm not playing. I don't give a damn what you got to do. You got to go down there. You got to spit in his eyeball. You got to grab him by the throat. Tell him you're going to freaking release him. You're going to cut him. Whatever you have to do to get the point across, just like Mike Holmgren had to do to Brett Favre and told him, Brett, this crap can't continue or I'm done with you. And then the light turned on for Brett Favre. Okay, bitch, Trubisky, we need the light to come on.
You're panicking, man.
No, I'm not panicking. I'm seeing a trend here. And you've been ass nasty ever since last year. Nothing's changed. We're averaging 16 points per. That should not happen with the weapons that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Not happen. And Trey Burton, I'm 2 seconds off your ass, too. You often injured son of a bitch. I'm 2 seconds off your ass, too. You need to step it up, bruh. Your vagina's hurt every time we in a big game. Your vagina's hurting. Oh, I need to change my maxi pad.
My dog need to calm down, man.
Oh. Let's come back to them. We ran a play. We ran the Philly special, and I get anxiety during that play, and I just couldn't do it, so I had Tariq run it for me.
Bro, we got to move on because you're going to say some. You're going to. Come on, bro. Let's...
Freaking. Oh, it's like the vagina monologues over there, man. Just come on, dude.
Yeah, we'll come back.
I hurt my vagina, so I'm going to be out for the next 4 months.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Sissy.
Take some time out and clean your pussy.
We'll come back. Anyway, moving on
to some real players. Some real players. My top 10 Bears of all time. Now, I've loved a lot of these guys over the years, and I'm going to make it quick. My top 10 rundown of Chicago Bears from all time starts with number 10, Devin Hester. All-time great return man. Should be in the Hall of Fame. Loved you, Devin. Definitely loved you during that man. I enjoyed watching you play.
Devin Hester was a man, definitely.
I enjoyed watching you play. Followed up by Richard Dent, big number 95. Big Dent from the DN. Loved watching you play as well.
That's what's up.
Followed by Dan Hampton. Followed by the great Bronco Nagurski. Followed up by Iron Mike Ditka. Followed by number 5, the captain, Mike Singletary.
Okay.
Followed by number 4, the captain, Brian Urlacher.
That's what's up.
Followed by number 3.
You got Singletary behind Urlacher? Okay.
Let me tell you something. Mike Singletary was great, but Mike Singletary didn't run a 4.3.
Okay.
Mike Singletary wasn't 6.4. Mike Singletary had a great, great, great command of the defense. Don't get me wrong,
right?
But I couldn't line Mike Singletary up to play safety. I couldn't line Mike Singletary up to play corner or get on a slot receiver like I could Brian Urlacher. Brian Urlacher was a freak of nature.
No doubt.
6'4", 250, running a 4.4, 4.3, 40. That's freakish. Roam in the field and will undress you. Literally. Literally. Okay. The only thing that Mike Singletary has that Brian Urlacher doesn't have is a damn Super Bowl ring. And Urlacher's been there, and he should have one.
Yeah.
But that goes on that quarterback situation. So, hey. Number 3, the great Sid Luckman. The last great Bears quarterback we've had. The last Bears great. Sid the Kid Luckman.
Okay.
Followed up by number 2, Gale Sayers.
That's what's up.
4 inches of daylight. That's all I need.
Mm-hmm. Classic line.
You know, 4 inches of daylight is all I need. That's the what they call them, the comet, the something comet, the galloping comet or something like that for my man Gale Sayers, man. That's my dude. And number 1 is Sweetness.
Once you put wisdom with will on top of talent, you get what you call Sweetness.
No doubt.
Sweetness, Walter Payton, I'm totally honest, in my opinion, the best back of all time. So, you know, very respect.
Nice list, man.
My top 10 Chicago Bears of all time. Moving on, folks, to NFL news and notes. Drew Brees out for 6 weeks with a torn ligament in his thumb. I knew that was going to end badly yesterday when Drew got hurt. You know, he slapped hands with Aaron Donald there, mm-hmm. and he got over to the sideline. First, they tried to tape it. He tried to grip the ball, mm-hmm. and, you know, he couldn't even grip the ball. Oh, and right there at that point, I knew that game was over, and probably along with it was the New Orleans Saints season. If, and only if, Teddy Bridgewater can go ahead and manage at least 2 to 3 wins out of these 3 weeks, keep them relatively 300-ish, mm-hmm. Drew Brees comes back, but then again, when Drew Brees comes back, he's still going to have, you know, you're going to have atrophy in that arm, in that finger, in that thumb. You're going to have to re-strengthen that back up. He's gonna, okay, just because he's back or he's clear to play in 6 weeks, he's going to need another week or two, mm-hmm. to get accustomed to getting that arm strength back, getting his timing down.
Yep.
That's pretty much a heavy blow for the Saints right now.
I mean, in addition to having Teddy Bridgewater, Taysom Hill, man. I think he's a special player. I think he'll contribute.
Man, here you go with Taysom Hill again. Hey. Where was Taysom Hill yesterday?
Bruh.
Taking it up the rear like the rest of them.
Bruh. Just like you said about your boy getting paid 3 years, $66 million. He looked like he was worth every penny of that yesterday.
Julio. Yeah, every now and then.
Julio.
The sun shines on a dog's ass every now and then.
Okay, but Taysom
and it
Hill.
Ain't like, and it's not like the Eagles have world beaters over there in their defensive backfield. Let's just be honest.
If a player shows up, you got to give honor.
He had 100. What? It ain't like he had 200. He had 100 and what? 5? Barely? 101? Okay.
He's the reason they won.
Is he?
He's one of them.
Okay. Don't say the reason. Is he? Okay. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Ben Roethlisberger is out. As I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. Ben Roethlisberger is out for the season.
Yeah.
With a broken elbow. Requires.
Yeah.
It requires elbow surgery, folks.
Yeah.
And
but he also has a shoulder injury as well.
Yeah, but it's the elbow that he needs surgery on.
I know.
It's the elbow that he needs surgery on. Yeah, the time, and it's gonna require him out for the season.
Yeah, I know.
With that said, ladies and gentlemen, I think Big Ben's career is done.
I already had them going 8-8 anyway, so hurt or not, the Steelers weren't going to have a good season.
I think Roethlisberger is done. It's been a great career, Ben. He won't be back as the starter next year. It's time to move on. He's 38. He'll be 39 next year. It's time to move on. I think they will probably, depending on how the Steelers finish, they have a lot of pride. This could go one or two ways. They could finish either 10-6, or they could finish
with that division.
Four,
I wouldn't be surprised.
12.
Yeah,
or they could finish 4-12.
I see
so
4-12, 5-11.
It can end one or two ways.
Yeah,
it can end one or two ways.
That's I think even with Big Ben, they were going to be 500, man. So. Good luck.
It's going to be tough, man. You got the Ravens that's sky high right now. And, again, people are so high up on these teams right now that are undefeated. Okay, people, it's early.
Definitely.
It's early in the season, okay? Definitely. Real early. When that weather starts changing and you can't throw that ball no more like you want to,
yeah,
that's when the real teams come out. No all doubt. Right? All these high-flying, high-powered offenses and all that
right.
crap slows down.
All these warm state teams.
Slows down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch out for the Ravens, though.
About week 6, but the Ravens,
they coming.
They beat two terrible teams. Okay, they beat the Dolphins. They beat the Cardinals. Two bad teams. Let's see how that works.
They didn't beat the Dolphins. They destroyed.
Again,
they baptized them.
Here we go. We got the first full real
59
test.
59-10.
We got a real test here when Kansas City comes to town.
No doubt. It's going to be a good one.
And they play against the Ravens. So we're going to see how that
one
plays out.
Yeah, I posted that on the Big and Bright pages, man. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to that matchup between Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely going to be exciting.
And the one and only Patrick Mahomes.
That's going to be exciting. The evolution of the black quarterback in the NFL has taken over.
Shout out. Yeah.
You know, it's like, people, if you're not on this, I mean, the days of the Andrew Lux, the days of the Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady's, Drew Brees's, Ben Roethlisberger, it's over. The game has evolved. It's much faster. You need a quarterback that can adapt.
You got Deshaun Watson. You got man, it's Lamar Jackson. You got Tua coming up. Jalen.
You got Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
You still got Russell Wilson.
Yep.
You know,
those guys are coming.
It's a lot of athletic quarterbacks now, man.
Jalen Hurts.
You know, and I got a feeling that Jalen Hurts might be the number one pick.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Tua being not that agile and just being a pocket passer, I don't know how he's going to hold up in today's NFL, because your pocket passers, even Aaron Rodgers scrambles around.
Yeah, I can see Tua, when he gets to the league, I can see him being like Russell Wilson 2.0.
I mean, I can see it too, but, you know, he's actually bigger than Russell Wilson.
Is he bigger?
Yeah. Russell's like 5'10". Tua's like 6'2", 6'3". Him and Jalen Hurts about the same height. Well, he's a little taller than Jalen. I'll take that back.
Jalen is...
I think Jalen's like 6'1".
Jalen looks all of 6'4 out there.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna look up Tua real quick just to be clear, because Tua looks small to me.
Nah, Tua's not a small cat, man. That's a big Polynesian Hawaiian.
Tua is...
Yeah, so that's a big kid, man. I mean, you know, he's a big kid, and he stands tall back there. So, I mean, of course,
he's not... 6'1".
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's about 6 feet, 6'1". I mean, now, granted, no one's Trevor Lawrence back there, all of 6'7". But
yeah, Trevor Lawrence is 6'5". Jalen Hurts is 6'2". Yep.
Yeah, that's...
According to Google search. Jake Fromm is going to be another one that's coming out.
The one from Georgia?
Yeah, Justin Herbert is 6'6", bro.
Herbert the pervert. But, you know.
Okay.
Moving on, ladies and gentlemen, the Chargers safety Adrian Phillips broke his forearm versus the Lions is going to be out for several weeks.
Yep.
Jesus. And you know, Phillips was filling in for injured star Derwin James. So, man, the Chargers are taking a beating at that position.
They're starting to deplete on that defense.
Speaking of taking a beating, the Cowboys wide receiver Michael Gallup is having arthroscopic knee surgery, and his meniscus is expected to be out about 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, he's having a trim. They're trimming
the meniscus. I guarantee that it's going to take more than 4 weeks. I guarantee it. It never goes the way they say it's going
to
go.
He actually had a tear in the meniscus, so they have to trim it. But yeah, you know, you got to think about the soreness after that and him getting back out there, cutting again and all those things, running, jumping.
Yeah, anyway, 49ers tackle Joe Staley broke his fibula yesterday. Mm. He's expected to be out for 8 weeks.
That
I know that one was painful.
Yeah.
But it seemed the 49ers didn't miss a beat as they, you know, put a drubbing on the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
My God. And then, as they say, the fines are piling up for Skins. Left tackle Trent Williams, he now owes $743,000 from a signing bonus.
Yeah.
And also has accrued $1.2 million in fines and $40 a day for 30 days of training camp.
$40,000, sorry.
So, you know.
$40,000.
That's a lot.
A day for 30 days.
He don't give a damn. He's not coming back. He told him that clear as day. I don't understand why they're smoking... Look, he's not coming back unless they're talking about giving him the money that he wants.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to give him the money he wants, he's not going to show up.
Yeah.
What's so hard about that?
Mm-hmm.
You think he cares? This man has money. He got money in the bank. He don't care.
Right.
It ain't like the NFL can go.
He's still one of the top LTs in the league.
No, he is the top left tackle in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the NFL can tap into your bank account and say, hey, give me that money.
Right.
No, they're not the IRS. He has millions in the bank. You think he cares? This man went to Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
You think he okay? You think he don't? This man's smart with his money. You think he gives a damn? He's not no dummy.
Mm-mm.
He's like, man, look, I played a waiting game, and I wish the rest of the players would get on this because they will get what they want in the long term.
I think some of them are starting to really get it though. Some of them are starting to get it after Lev Bell, what he did last year, after what Gordon is doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these guys are getting it. I mean, like you said before,
I really hope they get it come lockout time.
Revis and those guys, yeah. Yeah, some of them are starting to get it.
That would
but
be
yeah, $40,000 a day for Thirst. That's a lot of money. $40,000 a day, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to
just
us.
Just to hear it. Just to hear it.
You know, but hey, two-time Super Bowl champ wide receiver Torrey Smith has announced his retirement. What a career for Torrey Smith.
Yeah, man.
He won a Super Bowl ring with the Baltimore Ravens and then also won another one with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep. Deep threat for years.
Both came in as underdogs both Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Teams that they were on. I believe Torrey Smith
teams like that.
Caught a touchdown with the Ravens in the Super Bowl and caught a touchdown with the Eagles in the Super Bowl. So
sure
my
did.
Man definitely contributed. One of the burners coming out of Maryland University.
Sure did. If I'm not mistaken, he caught one on the Niners. When he played for the Ravens.
Ain't that what I said?
Yeah. No, I was just thinking about what team it was. I was just saying it's the Niners. I was agreeing with you, man.
You're not listening, man.
I was agreeing with you. I just thought about what team it was.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Antonio Brown hasn't posted anything on his social media since joining the Patriots. What do you think about that?
I think Belichick has something to do with that. I think Belichick said, hey, dude, like, you're not coming over here with that crap. We're the best team in football. You know what it is. Chill out.
Why, you know, I think the funny thing is that everybody, when they get to the Patriots, they fall in line because they want to win a title. They want to win a title. So,
yeah,
I believe that everybody falls in line and they get things together, you know, and that's pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? The fact that the respect that Belichick commands from his players to where everyone falls in line.
Yeah.
But what people don't know that Belichick is the judge and the jury out there in New England. Unless you're Tom Brady. And then, of course, the only thing that trumps the judge and jury is the Supreme Court of Law, which is Robert Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and Tom Brady don't even, he just skips that and just goes straight to the owner like, look, this is what it is. And then in return, he tells Belichick what to do. But it keeps producing Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
So if that keeps producing Super Bowls, then that definitely works. So heck.
No doubt.
We'll see how Antonio Brown pans out. But after week one, he had 4 catches for 54 yards and 1 touchdown. Pretty solid numbers. Pretty solid numbers, you know. He showed up as Tom Brady's top target yesterday. So we'll see how that eventually pans out. Tonight in other news, we have the Monday Night Football game with the Browns and the Jets. It's just quite amazing that defensive end Chris Smith, he's decided to play, you know, in light of his girlfriend's passing in a car accident. And he said tonight that he's definitely going to play for her. So I hope he has a very big game, big game.
Yep.
That was tragic.
Prayers for Chris Smith and his girlfriend and as well as their 1-month-old daughter. He lost them last week. So prayers for that family, the Smith family and his girlfriend's family and friends.
Very tragic. Very tragic. But as we speak, ladies and gentlemen, Odell Beckham Jr. just made a mesmerizing one-handed catch on the sideline, ladies and gentlemen, in Monday Night Football. Score is still nothing as we speak. However, they just scored. Who scored that touchdown there?
Yeah, let's see here who scored.
It doesn't take that long to find out. Come on, Big. Get on your job, man. Hurry up.
It was a
come on. I need names. Come on, speed it up.
I don't see any.
I'm gonna replace you,
touchdowns.
Big. Come
I don't
on,
see
man.
Any touchdowns. It must have been 2 field goals.
Really?
Baker didn't throw a touchdown and nobody caught one.
Oh my God!
So man. It must be 2 field goals.
This guy's terrible.
Unless it was a defensive touchdown.
This guy's horrible right now.
Yeah, I don't see any touchdowns. It's 6-0 though, Browns.
This guy's horrible. Let's get this guy out of here, man. He doesn't know what he's doing. All right. 6-0, Browns. Jesus Christ. They got Simeon at quarterback for the Jets, man. I haven't seen Simeon play since he was with Northwestern. Jesus Christ, what the hell is going on out there in New York, man? Jesus Christ.
Let's move on, man.
Anyway. Another news and notes, ladies and gentlemen. University of Virginia Cavaliers 10-year head basketball coach Tony Bennett got an extension of 7 years, but turned down a raise, asking that his staff be paid that money and add improvements to the program. Also said he has more money than he needs. He is blessed beyond what he deserves. He and his wife went on to pledge $500,000 to the university.
Nice. Very noble.
Noble move, yeah, but it's not like he's in the soup line. I mean, the guy gets paid $3 million per year with an additional $1.7 million annual per year added to his salary, which probably makes that close to $5 million
nice.
Over the next 5 years. That was a nice move, a nice gesture of him to have his staff get paid more. But this goes into what I say, ladies and gentlemen. This is supposed to be amateur sports, right? But yet we're paying $5 million for coaches. Man, you don't want players to be paid? Go suck it, okay? Suck it.
We're going to talk about that as well.
Yeah, we definitely will. Odell Beckham makes another crazy catch on the sideline, ladies and gentlemen, against the Jets. Incredible, incredible catch. We're watching it live here on the Big and Bright podcast. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Jets and Browns going at it. Yep. Odell Beckham Jr. makes a crazy catch on the sideline. As Baker Mayfield drops back to throw another bomb, and he is sacked. Ooh, damn. All right. So, NFL scoreboard from week two games, ladies and gentlemen. I'll go ahead and let Big run it down for you. Go ahead and give me them scores, Big.
Yes, sir. Let's get into the Thursday night football game. The Buccaneers go on the road to the Panthers and win 20-14. 49ers over the Bengals 41-17. My Lions beat the Chargers 13-10. We have the Packers over the Vikings 21-16. The Colts go on the road and take out the Titans 19-17. Patriots all over the Dolphins 43-0. Zip, zip, zip. Bills go on the road and beat the Giants 28-14. Seahawks edge the Steelers 28-26. Let's see here. Cowboys beat the Redskins on the road to keep rolling at 2-0. The Ravens beat the Cardinals 23-17. Big game by Kyler Murray. Threw over 300-some yards, but zero touchdowns. The Texans squeak past the Jags 13-12. Chiefs beat the Raiders 28-10 on the road. The Bears eke past the Broncos 16-14. The Rams handled the Saints 27-9. And last but not least, the Sunday night football game. Falcons eke past the Eagles 24-20.
And as we speak, ladies and gentlemen, the Cleveland Browns are up on the New York Jets 6-0 in the second quarter here.
Yes, sir.
Now moving on to the segment that everybody wants and everybody loves to hear. The Booty-O segment. Cue it, Marco.
The Booty! Oh!
The Booty! Oh!
Hilarious.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, every week we go ahead and order up a box of Booty-O's for the bootiest players of the week.
Yeah.
Those who are absolute garbage and trash and flat-out ass. On this week's segment, ladies and gentlemen, the first, and most important box of Booty-O's goes to none other than Bitch Trubisky. For the second week in a row, you earn yourself a box of Cue It, Marco.
The Booty! Oh!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you earned yourself a box of Booty-O's. Moving on, Adam Vinatieri. Ladies and gentlemen, he has earned himself a box. Cue it, Marco.
The Booty! Oh!
Go ahead and indulge in it, baby. You get yourself a whole box of Booty-O's with that terrible-ass performance you did Sunday, missing multiple kicks. Also, ladies and gentlemen, another deserving candidate of a box. Cue it, Marco.
The Booty! Oh!
Goes out to none other than the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah.
You deserve a whole heaping box of Booty-O's.
You deserve a pallet.
You deserve a trough. You need to be tied up to the trough, bent over, and dunked in the whole box of, cue it again, Marco.
The Booty! Oh!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You deserve a whole box of Booty-O's. The whole entire team. Let me tell you why.
You can start with that kicker, though, for sure.
Start with the kicker, for sure and foremost. But also start with how many times you've gotten down to the goal line against the nasty Motor City Kitties, ladies and gentlemen, and could not punch it in. Not by them not playing deep. Not by them. Not by their own account of playing serious defense. Because you consistently effed up and shot yourself in the foot twice.
Yeah, they had two touchdowns called back that actually crossed the goal line, and they actually
fumbled at the goal line.
Two fumbles at the goal line and two missed field goals.
Embrace the suck, okay? Yeah. Embrace it.
Yeah, they could have put 40 up on the Lions yesterday.
Embrace the suck, okay? So we'll go ahead and cue it again, Marco.
The Booty!
eat up.
You have to give one to the Dolphins. They gave up 102 points in 2 weeks.
They deserve a lifetime supply of Cue It, Marco.
The booty! Oh!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Miami Dolphins deserve a lifetime supply of none other than the nastiest of the nastiest, the sweatiest of the sweatiest, the stankiest of the stankiest, Bootios.
Dude, they've been outscored 102-10.
That's straight up ass.
102-10.
Straight up ass. All right.
I would like to personally give one to Darius Slay. Now, while he did save the day with a game-winning interception, he sealed the deal, he got torched yesterday, bro. He was torched religiously by Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen actually torched him a couple years ago. He had a career day. I think he had about 15 or 17 catches out in San Diego. Now they're in L.A. But, yeah, he killed Darius Slay yesterday, man.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. We ain't forget about your ass over there neither, Kirk Cousins. You deserve a whole heaping box of Q and Marco.
The booty! Oh!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Booty.
Suck on the booty, okay? Suck on the booty of O's, you sorry bastard, you.
Get all the milk.
Jesus Christ, you stink.
When you get done eating your box of booty O's, you have to make sure that you drink the milk out of the bowl.
Booty, be gone.
You stink, Kirk.
Yeah.
Beyond, you suck. You know that? Like, you lucky that there is a no refund policy, or the Vikings would have been traded your ass in a long time ago. I guarantee, like, bro, you really are trash. You're really on the same trade line as Mitchell Trubisky.
He's a finesser. I wouldn't say he's on the same.
Yes, he is. He's on the same. The last 2 years, he's been like Mitch Trubisky.
I'm going to tell you why he's not the same, because he was a fifth round pick, I think. Sixth round pick, maybe. Mitchell Trubisky was traded up for and drafted.
Jesus so Christ.
He was picked in the same draft with RG3. RG3 was the first round pick, and then he was like somewhere from 4 to 6 rounds.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we stand here, the Cleveland Browns has just scored a touchdown. It is now 13-0. 13-0 here in the second quarter.
Second quarter?
Wow. Anyhow, not done with the booty-o segment, because there's still a couple more teams that deserve to get the booty. Moving on to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Enjoy a heaping box of Q and Marco.
The booty! Oh!
I love it. The booty-o!
You know what? You might have to give one of those boxes and bowls to Little Red Riding Hood. You know who that is? Cam Newton with that
Cam
scarf.
Is hurt. He's hurt, man.
Is he hurt?
Cam is hurt.
Oh,
you
okay.
Can tell he's
you
hurt.
Changed his whole, you just changed your whole tone there.
Cam is hurt, man. You know, but
you got a little sympathy in here.
You know, Cam is hurt, but hey, cue it up for Cam Newton for that press conference outfit he had on. Yeah. Cue it, Marco.
The booty! Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, that was straight up.
Yeah, he came up in there with that Thelma Louise scarf.
The hell was that? Looking like he about to rob a damn stagecoach.
And what's
like,
up
what
with
the
his
hell
head?
You got on?
What is going on with his head?
Same thing that's going on with yours, man. You got
no.
the same hairstyle as Cam Newton.
No,
what are you talking about?
Don't even try it. Don't even try it.
Got the same hairstyle,
no,
man.
He got the fries. He got the fries that Antonio Brown got coming out.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, right now, end of the third inning, the Chicago Cubs are up 3-1 on the Cincinnati Reds. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, every game counts here going down the final stretch for the Cubs to go ahead and secure that wild card playoff. Going and moving on into the Major League Baseball segment here, ladies and gentlemen. The Chicago Cubs, man, I'm hoping and praying that they can go ahead and pull it off.
Yeah.
However, we'll see what's going on. But, Big, go ahead and run down those stats for me. Who's in charge, who's leading, and who needs to be dreaming?
Yeah, we're going to start in the American League. The Yankees are 98-53.
Stanky Yankees.
Yeah, them stanky Yankees, man. Tampa Bay is right behind them at 89-62. I'll just read the teams that are in the race. The Boston Red Sox are 79-70.
They're not making the playoffs, so why did you?
Yeah, they probably.
They're won't. Not 79-70. They're not making a damn thing.
Yeah, not at this point.
They're not making nothing but damn reservation trips to only vacations when the season over.
And then they fired Dave Dombrowski, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why.
What you mean? You wonder why? Same thing he did to the damn Tigers. What you mean you wonder why?
They just won the World Series like 2 years ago.
Last year.
Last year.
My, what a difference a year makes. Cue it up, Marco, for the damn Boston Red Sox. Cue it one good time. They deserve a heaping box of
the booty. Oh.
That's right. The booty-os for the Boston Red Sox. How the hell you win the World Series championship last year and 79 and 70 this year? With the same damn team.
Yeah. The Twins are 91 and 58. Cleveland is 87 and 63. Moving along to the West, the Houston Astros have the same record as the Yankees at 98 and
53. Astros.
And the Oakland Athletics are 90 and 60. I don't remember them being this good since Jason Giambi.
Shout out to the Miguel Tejada. Wait. And the Cubs. Let me tell you about the Cubs here, okay? You were so scared to pull the trigger and go and get Justin Verlander. But now you want to talk about, oh, how I should have got that deal done.
Yeah. I remember the
Tigers. Are you serious right
now?
Tigers
were talking about trading them to the Cubs.
Are you serious right now?
Yep. Let's move it along to the National League. The Braves have the same identical record at 90. No, they are 93 and 58. The Washington Nationals are 82 and 66 at this point.
They hold the top wild card spot as well.
Yeah. The St. Louis Cardinals, 66, sorry. My eyes are betraying me at this time. The Cubs are right behind those guys, two games back at 81 and 68. All right. The Brewers are right behind them at 80 and 69. And then last but not least, let's move over to the West, where the Dodgers are in control with a record of 97 and 54.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Best record in baseball, I think.
Yep. So that'll do it for the playoff push for MLB.
Yep. Oh, well, man.
We got some leaders here. Let's just talk about the batting averages and the home runs right now. Tim Anderson from the White Sox is leading the AL batting average with 3.32. So he has a 3.32 batting average. Yep, and then we go right to the National League batting averages, led by Anthony Rendon from the Washington Nationals. He's also at 3.32. Kristen Yelich, who was among the MVP candidates, just busted his knee.
Jesus Christ, folks. As we speak, Trevor Siemian just went down with a blown Achilles. Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. Down with a blown Achilles tendon. Wow. 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 Wow.
Was it a non-contact? I'm looking at it. He got hit pretty
hard. Oh. Well. That's your...
Let's hope it's not a blown Achilles.
Nah,
man.
I seen him. Ooh, yeah. You see that?
Yeah.
He broke it.
It was a nasty
hit. He broke it.
Yeah.
He broke his ankle. Oh, God.
Bright is... we'll wait for the official report. But
what the hell you mean, wait for the official report? I just seen his ankle fold backwards. What the hell are you talking about?
Let's get into the AL home run leaders. Mike Trout, 45 home runs.
Trout hammers one out towards center field. That one is way out of here. Oh, big fly on the Mount Davis. Two-run shot, and the Angels extend their lead. It's 4-1.
And 44 by George Soler from Kansas City with 44.
Yikes.
Nelson Cruz, 37. NL home runs. Suarez from Cincinnati has 47. Pete Alonso from the Mets has 47 as well. And like I mentioned before, Kristen Yelich with 44, Cody Bellinger with 44. And last but not least, the RBIs runs batted in, led by Jose Abreu in American League. Chicago, he has 117 RBI. National League is led by Anthony Rendon with 118, followed by Freddie Freeman from Atlanta, who has 117. A few other guys have 116. We won't get into all that. But, yeah, Justin Verlander has the most wins in the Major League Baseball this year with 18, followed by or actually tied up with Domingo German from the Yankees. Those two guys have 18 wins, man. So special season for those guys, expecting those guys to get Cy Youngs. And let's get ready for this playoff push.
No doubt. So sliding right into our Week 3 picks.
Yeah.
Who do you got big going into Week 3?
Ba-da-da, ba-da-da. Ba-da-da-ba-da-da. Yes, sir. So we got Cincinnati and Buffalo. Cincy is going to Buffalo, so I'm going to pick Buffalo to start the season off 3-0. Miami at Dallas.
Dallas.
I don't even think we have to guess who I'm going to pick. I'm going with Dallas in a blowout, probably 54-3.
I got a feeling this game right here is going to be a trap game for the Packers, man. I got Denver.
Packers in Denver. We're going to go Green Bay.
Okay.
Packers. Green Bay Packers. Atlanta at Indy. I think that Brissett will be coming off of a good road win. I think he'll be feeling good about himself. I know Atlanta looks like they're finding their groove, but I'm going to go Indy that game. B-more KC. I don't think that will be that's going to be nothing short of a good game, but I think KC is going to take care of business. Oakland at Mini. We're going to go Minnesota. So far we got all the home teams winning. Jets at Pats. We're going to go Pats. Detroit at Philly. I might need to do a little something different. I might need to take Philly and hope that my Lions win. I think I'll do that. I'll take Philly and hope that some little reverse psychology will work for something. Carolina at Zona, Arizona Cardinals. Carolina's 0-2. Arizona is 0-1-1. We're going to go Zona at home. Giants at Bucks. Bucks are looking pretty good after that beating over the Panthers.
Man, Le'Veon Bell is running through the Browns, man.
Is
Jesus
he?
Christ.
Houston at the Bolts, which are the Chargers.
Trevor Siemian is being taken to the locker room.
Is he is he on the card or is he walking?
No, they're carrying him.
They're carrying him?
Yeah.
All right. Speedy recovery for Trevor Siemian. We hope he gets better. We'll take Chargers in that game. Chargers over the Texans. San Francisco and Pittsburgh will pick San Fran to go 3-0. New Orleans at Seattle. Seattle will be 3-0 as well.
Ooh.
Mr. Bright is watching the game.
Nifty move.
He's watching the game as I'm going over the picks for next week. We got Rams at Browns. That'll be a good one. This will go Rams over the Browns. This will be the first road win of the week. Chicago at Washington. I think we'll go Skins because Trubisky is garbage. We've established that. All right. And then Tennessee last is at Jacksonville. So we'll go. I think we'll take Tennessee on the road. They just lost. And as we know that the NFL is a bounce back league, so we'll go Tennessee over Jacksonville. So just real quick to recap, we got Buffalo over Cincy, we got Dallas over Miami, we got Green Bay over Denver, we got Indy over Atlanta, KC over B-more, Minnesota over Oakland, New England over the Jets, Philly over Detroit, Arizona over the Panthers, Arizona Cardinals over the Panthers, Bucks over Giants, Bolts over Texans, Niners over Steelers, Seahawks over Saints, Rams over Browns, Skins over the Chicago Bears, and last but not least, Titans over Jaguars.
You're just a flat-out hater. I mean, the Skins are 0-2, and you think...
No, I honestly think that Mitchell Trubisky is pure garbage.
Okay.
And I think that the Skins will win at home because they're 0-2, so they have to win eventually.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's not far-fetched, but hey, you know. My week three picks, I got Buffalo over Cincy. I got Dallas over Miami. I got Denver over Green Bay. I got Atlanta winning over Indy. I got KC over Baltimore. I got Oakland over Minnesota. Actually, I take that back. Minnesota had a terrible showing. I
Mark
got Minnesota.
Them off so we can see.
I got Minnesota over Oakland. I got the Pats over the Jets. I got Philly over Detroit. I got Carolina over Arizona. Giants and Bucks, man. Jesus Christ. It's like the battle of the toilet bowl.
It's like the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, man. I'm going to go, you know, given the fact that the Bucks, they haven't really done much. Even though
they got a good defense, though.
They did beat Carolina. So I'm going to go with the Bucks over the Giants. I'm going to go with the Chargers over Houston, San Fran over Pitt. But that may be my upset special because Pitt may come in and upset San Fran.
It's possible.
Definitely possible.
Yep.
I got Seattle over New Orleans. I got the Rams over Cleveland. I got the Bears and Skins, man. I'm going to roll with the Bears. But I wouldn't be too surprised if the Skins end up pulling that game
like
off.
Like a field goal or something at the end.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too surprised if the Skins end up pulling that game off. And then I got Tennessee over Jacksonville. So,
okay,
you know, it is nice. What it is, man.
Looks like we got some really similar picks. Starting next week, we will begin to add our picks or, you know, we'll start doing records. So we'll know who won that week, if Big won or if Bright won.
That's moving on to Word on the Street.
Word on the Street.
Word on the Street, ladies and gentlemen. LeVar Ball calls his son Lonzo damaged goods in an argument over the Big Baller brand.
That's like people saying, oh, hey, change Lonzo's name to Alfonso on the fact that he's been damaged goods for the last 2 years.
Why is this news?
This is not even a surprise.
Why is this news?
You know.
Why is this news?
He was trending, man. You know, he was trending on Twitter.
Why? Why are we still giving him any notoriety? Who cares?
Yeah, I can't argue that. I can't argue that one iota.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Moving on to Idiot of the Day.
Yes.
Idiot of the Day is Tim Tebow for comments about players not getting paid. In Tim Tebow's mind, he believes that players should not get paid in college athletics and it should be about the university and the tradition and the prestige.
The education.
And Tim, do us all a favor. Look, I love you, man.
Yeah.
I love you as a player.
Likewise.
I love what you stand for. I love the fact that you stand up for your faith and Christianity.
Absolutely.
And all that. But on this segment, Tim, listen, bro. Not everybody comes from privileged backgrounds like you did.
Preach it, sir.
Not everyone comes from the same background that you did, Tim.
Yep.
Where they have mom and dad to, you know, fund them through college.
Right.
You know, far as what they may need financially, okay?
Yep.
Granted, Tim Tebow, you were on a scholarship. Your family was well off financially.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But, Tim, you are the anomaly, okay, when you are in college athletics. The majority of the people that are at these universities are poor, okay? Poor. I'm just going to say it. That's what it is. They come from the inner cities, you know, single parent homes, if any parent home, you know.
Very true.
And they need financial backing. Okay. Yep. They need to make a living off their likeliness. Okay. And it's highly unfair that you're paying these supposed to be amateur athletic coaches $5, $6, $7, $8 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you're expecting this athlete.
Not even to mention the billions that the university is pocketing.
From bowl games, TV revenue, all that, right?
Yep.
And not to mention these athletes that you have coming into these universities that are the stars of your program, yet they can't make a buck.
They're selling
off their
jerseys.
Name.
They're selling jerseys by the hundreds.
Exactly. And these jerseys are going for $1.50, you know, $200.
Yep.
You know, and you're not, and I can't get none of that. I can't get none of that.
Yep. I heard it said
that. I can't get no money for my autograph, nothing really.
Right,
Come on.
You know, and, you know, we look at the, you know, Fab Five documentary. Jokers couldn't even go get pizza. They couldn't even take a girl out. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like they're driving buckets around. Can barely afford gas money just to drive around campus.
This is modern day slavery, folks. I don't care what you call it. It's modern day slavery. You're feasting.
They're feasting
off of these kids.
Off of these guys, exactly.
And they're bringing millions upon millions upon millions. You talk, well, you get a free education.
You know, and I heard
the hell out of here.
I've even heard it compared to tithing as those of us who go to church, you know, pay a tenth or, you know, a tenth of a percent from your income. And they can maybe, like, you know, give them a percentage. Of what?
Look, just let them make money off what the hell they name. Okay, if you a star, whatever. It's not everybody's not going to get paid like that.
Yeah.
Okay, but give them the opportunity to do that for themselves.
Yeah.
No one's taking money out of your pocket. Mm-hmm. All they're doing is, hey, that's my name. That's my number. That's what I wear. Mm-hmm. I need that.
Yeah.
Okay, I need that. I need whatever.
And it's not unreasonable to ask.
No, it's
for
not
that.
Unreasonable. Every jersey you sell, I get a percentage.
There you go.
I get, you know, you sell whatever you sell, I get a cut of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's going for me and my likeness. So hey.
Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, wrapping up the show today in NBA history. NBA legend Elgin Baylor turns the crisp big 8'5".
Elgin Baylor was Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan. Baylor would just blow your socks off. You've never seen anything like that before.
85 years old. Happy
Elgin
birthday.
Baylor was one of the greats, man. One of the greats. He definitely held it down. You know what I'm saying? It
top 50 player of all time.
Absolutely. You know. Well,
happy birthday, Mr. Baylor.
Happy birthday, Mr. Baylor. No, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up episode 17 in the books.
17, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, keep rocking with us. Go ahead and tune in and make sure you go ahead and respond and write and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at The Big and Bright Show.
Yep, send us your questions, your comments. We would love to read them.
Definitely, no doubt.
And thanks for listening.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully we made your day a little bit
bigger
and a little bit brighter. Ladies and gentlemen, with that said, go ahead and sign us out. Deuce, catch you next week, folks.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.